The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Catherine Morgan Podcast, episode number 46. Sorry, choking as I start to record. Today's topic is about something that I get all the time comments on my YouTube videos, all the time comments on my blog, and that is how to succeed or what to do if you start ballet late. Not the typical 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 age, but if you're 13 and you start, or you're even older than that and you started late and you're trying to play catch up, what can I do to succeed? What can I do to catch up to the girls in my level? Do you have any tips for me? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's possible. I mean, the example I use all the time, even though she is a phenom, is that you've heard Misty Copeland started at 13. You know, I started at 2. Many dancers I know started at very, very young age. But she is one of the ones. There are many others who started at age 13. And so it is possible to become a professional dancer if you started late. However, having said that, you have to work exceedingly hard because you are going to have to play catch up. And that kind of brings me to my first point. Don't worry about your level. If you start ballet at 13, you are probably 99% likely not going to be in the level with the other 13-year-olds because they're probably on point, they're probably far more advanced, and by putting you in that level is not going to do you any benefits. Remember that. It's kind of like a class at school. Let's say you struggle in science. You probably aren't going to be thrown into AP science. You know what I mean? You don't want to be in a level where it's so far above your ability that you get discouraged, that you don't improve, and that you feel like giving up. So don't worry about your level. If you are 13 and you're starting ballet and you are in the room with 8-year-olds, embrace it. This is your chance to learn ballet properly. This is your chance to develop your technique and not be in a room full of people your own age who are far more advanced than you are. You know, that can really do a number with your head. And as I've said in many videos and podcast episodes, to succeed as a dancer, it's 99% mental. So really embrace whatever level you're in. And I would almost look at it as, you know what, I'm not in the room with everybody my age. And that's a good thing. I don't have to worry about the mind games. I don't have to worry about what they're doing and whatnot. If I'm the only one that's my age in the room, I'm going to embrace that. I'm going to take this one step at a time, and I'm going to focus on me. It's much easier to focus on yourself if there are not 100 million other people in the room staring at you, glaring at you. You know, again, you start to get in your head. Think of it as a good thing. And this is a tip I tell dancers all the time. If you are an advanced dancer and you feel you're not getting enough classes or you feel like you're not improving, take a lower level class to get extra classes. That is a great way to get extra classes because you'll be able to really refine and develop your technique. You know, throwing yourself into an even more advanced class, again, you're going to be totally lost. But if you back it down and take the level under you, you'll have a chance to really improve your technique and your strength and focus on the details. And that's a great way, dancers, if you're struggling to get extra classes, ask if you can take the lower level. I have a couple of kids where I teach now at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts. They do that to get extra classes. They'll take, one of them takes the beginner point class. And so even though she's very advanced on point, she still takes the beginner point class, and it's done wonders for her. I've had one who takes 2 different levels lower than her just to get extra classes, and she's able to focus on the details again. So it's a really great way to improve yourself. So going back to those of you who are starting late, embrace it. Don't worry about it. Because again, you're far more likely to succeed in a lower level than a level that's too advanced for you. So think of it that way. The second thing is don't cheat. I know, again, as a young dancer, whether you started young, late, whatever, it's so tempting to get that leg up high or get those turns in. But if you start to do it wrong, if you start to cheat with the hip up or in a bad position when you're turning or spinning just to get around, you're going to develop some major bad habits. They're going to set you back later. You're not building the proper strength. You're not building, you know, the finesse of ballet. So if you have to keep your leg lower for a little while, that's okay. it will go up. You do it correctly. You build the right strength. It will go up. And that, again, goes back to not worrying about all the other people in your class. If one girl's wrapping her leg around her head, don't worry about it. It's almost better to be in that level whether or not, and sort of break it down and go back to the basics. Okay, my third tip is that if you have just started ballet, again, no matter what age you are, if you're an adult, I know I have so many of you that are adult ballet students, ask your teacher if they can do one or two private lessons with you to help further you along, if that is possible for you. Because one-on-one time is invaluable. One-on-one time with a teacher, they're not looking at anybody else other than you. They can fix every little thing. They can give you tips, and they can go at your speed. So it might be beneficial if you really want to be a professional dancer and you're serious about catching up, even maybe if you've been dancing 3 years now and you still feel behind. Ask if you can have a private lesson or two with your teacher just to catch up and to work on terminology and work on exactly what you need to work on. And they can pinpoint those areas that you should be focusing on. Because maybe you're a natural turner, but you need to work on your jumps. Your teacher will let you know that, and then you can shift your focus in class to really building strength for your jumps, for example. So if it's possible, and talk to your parents, you know, ask if you can do a private lesson or two, because you can learn more in one private lesson about things you need to work on than you can in 2 weeks of normal class. However, having said that, you need to be in normal class. Don't just do private lessons, and I've said that before too. You need to be doing a full class with other students that will inspire you and push you every day. Private lessons are not enough, but it's a great supplemental thing in addition to your normal class, because again, your teacher can exactly tell you, all right, you need to work on this, and this is where you are, and then they'll also have a better idea when they're teaching you. Oh yeah, it's for speaking from a teacher, you know, teacher brain. Oh, I remember we worked on that with her in private lesson. I'll keep reminding her of that in class. So that's a great way to get a little bit more ahead as well. Guys, another thing I recommend doing is stuff on your own at home. If you can do a little bit of bar by yourself at home every day, before you go to class, even though that's not a full class, you're still getting the exercises, you're still getting the strength. That's why I do the YouTube classes for you guys, so you can do something for free at home. I would recommend doing some Pilates and cross training. You know, cardio is great, swimming, yoga, gyrotonics, whatever your thing is. I always recommend students do something in addition to ballet, because you need to work the corresponding muscles. You need to work, you know, the muscles you're going to use in ballet in a different way, and it will do nothing but help you. So any other extra thing you can do on your own at home or at the gym will benefit you. And that's not just for people who started late. That's for anybody. If you just rely on ballet, you're not going to get as far as you could if you did some other cross training. So we talked about don't worry about your level. We talked about not cheating. Placement, correct technique is everything. Maybe take classes under your level in addition to the ones you're already taking. That's for any level dancer. We talked about taking that extra private lesson and cross training. Again, so you're doing extra things. But the number one thing, and this is the reality, guys, if you want to be a dancer and you started late, you have to work twice as hard. That's, again, going back to all the extra classes, all the extra things, if you really want this, it is totally possible, but you have to work extra, extra hard because you're just trying to make up time. But again, it's doable if you do the extra things. However, I also encourage you to do your research. Go watch videos. Go watch technique videos. Again, I will link my technique tips playlist on the show notes page for this episode, episode 46, on my website. Look at other YouTube technique tips, you know, get a different pair of eyes. What I say might not work as well with you as another person online. So, you know, make sure you're listening to professional dancers. I wouldn't listen to a 12-year-old give you technique tips, but I would listen to another professional dancer. So do your research. Watch videos, you know, work hard, do your stretches. It is totally possible. Don't let anybody tell you it's not, because there are so many examples of people who did succeed. However, you're going to have to work twice as hard, and that is the reality of the situation. So know that. Do what you can. You know, there's only so much really that I can tell you, all of this, and it's just about working that extra, 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 extra hard. And you can get there. Guys, it is totally, totally possible. All right, so for today's Katie's Corner, I'm going to promote, again, I don't usually promote my own stuff, but this has been bringing joy to a lot of people. I'm putting a new one up today, but if you've been following my commentary videos on YouTube, I have started making images of some of your favorite one-liners that I've apparently said, that sometimes I don't even realize I've said. Everybody's favorite, of course, is every man in ballet says, "Where did she go?" Anyway, I've been starting to make pins on Pinterest and images on Facebook of that. It just brings people joy and happiness. If I could put a smile on your face, great. I will link all of that on the show notes page. And a lot of you have been asking for merchandise and t-shirts, etc., with those quotes on them. All I have to tell you is stay tuned. We're working on it. Anyway, so go check that out. I'll link it on the show notes page. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.